You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Wednesday. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you for the next 3 hours. Just like every Wednesday, Nate Collins will be dropping by in 20 minutes. We will do power rankings, college quarterbacks that you trust. I found this to be very challenging, getting to three that you truly trust in this era of so many teams, so many players changing spots. Davis Maddock will drop by. We'll have a guest from Foul Territory. I believe it's Kevin Pillar. He'll be dropping by to talk about everything that went down in the wild card games yesterday. We've got another full slate today. I'm sure some teams will be eliminated today because that's the trend. That's what usually happens in this best of three scenario, at least with the small sample that we have. And of course, we'll look at game number two today. Another full day of baseball. Gotta love that. Sam, good morning. I do wish we had more of this because the deal has been like, okay, you get it for 2 days. You get 2 days of four games per day. It starts an hour after we're done with work for the most part, and it goes up until basically the wee hours of the morning when you have a West Coast team playing. I wish we had more than 2 days.
Every game was close, too, until the nightcap. Tigers-Guardians is tied late. Padres-Cubs is tight late until the Cubs added that extra run to make it 3-1. Red Sox-Yankees is close late. I ended up piling on Boston because I got convinced in a group thread, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point over this three-hour show. All the Boston boys are like, gotta bet Crochet, gotta War Pig. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll bet it if you leave me alone. So I ended up.
You were laughing at us. You're like, no, everybody's on the Red Sox. Not no public dog. I'm not doing it. And then you jumped in.
I got there. I did get there okay. For sure. At plus money. I thought we were going to lose 1-0, though. There's nothing quite like sweating a 1-0 loss in baseball in the postseason. But the Red Sox did get that big hit. Of all people, it's Masataka Yoshida, the forgotten son in Boston with the two-run single. And then how about Chapman late? Good grief, man. Mm-hmm. He gets the bases loaded in the ninth, nobody out, and then gets out of it. All right. That was easy. And then the Dodgers roll late. I will say, though, I forgot how easy it is. Just pick the team that hits more homers. I forgot that's all that goes into handicapping baseball in the playoffs.
Yeah, sure. it's that simple. At least with the Dodgers game. They hit five bombs. Well, here's the other thing that I was like, oh, yeah, this is easy. Wild card round, just play the unders. We had under Detroit-Cleveland, under Chicago, San Diego, under Boston, New York. And then you want to stay away from the unders in the Dodgers games because they might score 10 like they did last night. And they hit five bombs. Two from Ohtani, two from Teoscar Hernandez, one from Edmund. It's like boom, boom, boom. And the funny thing is, if you stayed up and watched that entire game, I know it looked bad, 10-0. That's really bad. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second. The Reds have a chance here. Once you got into that Dodgers bullpen, That was the question going into the playoffs. And it was a question, even when the score is 10-2 last night, ends up being 10-5. In that eighth inning, the Dodgers walked four dudes, and they went to three different relievers in that inning. That's going to be probably the only question we have about LA. And that's probably, you know, if it's an earlier exit than expected, that'll do it.
They are a beer league softball team, the Dodgers. So they had 15 hits last night. That was more than both teams in every other game. Mm-hmm. So like Tigers and Guardians had 9 hits combined. Cubs and Padres had 10 hits combined. All right, Boston and New York had 15 combined. So they tied the Dodgers 15 hits. You have to outslug them. They remind me a lot of that 21 Braves team that you and I made money on. Pitching might be questionable, but they're going to score, and you have to outpace them. I played a lot of 16-inch in my day. The best teams were the ones that just slugged and kept on coming. We know the pitching staff is weak, but you got to out-hit them. And I had Corby on last night, chicken dinner, and he's like, I don't know why nobody wants to bet the Dodgers. And he's literally betting 5-1, 550, 6-1 World Series. And I've just never been that guy to bet the favorite or one of the favorites. I guess they're not the favorite because Philly is favored to win the World Series at BetMGM. Mm-hmm. But Corby is just banging on the table saying, go grab Dodgers. 5-1, 550, 6-1. And I'm just not that guy, but maybe he's right.
Maybe he is right. There is a bit of a difference this year compared to those other years. I think he brings up a good point. People don't want to bet the Dodgers. Right, they're just sitting there and they're like, oh yeah, they won again. Or we're trying to come up with reasons why you should take Cincinnati. Oh, Hunter Green. Got Hunter Green. This is the game they could steal. No, Hunter Green was done after like three innings. I think the point that he's bringing up, though, is a lot of these other years when it's Dodgers as a favorite, what was the price? Wasn't plus 550.
No.
Wasn't 6-1. That's the difference. And we know that when the Dodgers advance here, they beat the Reds, they're probably going to become the favorite. At least they should be over the Phillies. It's just they have the extra series thing, a little bit of a question mark. There's a small percentage chance that they're going to end up losing the series. So that's the reason why. That's probably something worth revisiting. I've never been that guy either. But it's also not plus 250 at the start of the playoffs like we see many other years. We're getting, you know, much better numbers than that.
Last night, as I looked, Philly was still favored. This morning, I just looked for the first time, World Series market, BetMGM, Dodgers on line one, again, plus 425.
Yeah, they should be.
Then the Phillies, 450. Then the Mariners, 5-1. Let's run through the series prices real quick. You mentioned best of threes. The team that usually wins game one tends to be fine in terms of finishing it off. So Detroit wins game one, and a shout out to Paul, who said Detroit, bet Detroit. Detroit now minus 325 to win the series against Cleveland. The Cubs minus 375. I'm sure that will be discussed at some point today. Red Sox minus 200 and the Dodgers minus 1,000. Those are your series prices after one game. I don't live in Chicago anymore, but as everybody knows, I grew up there and I have a lot of friends there. I didn't realize, though, until the end of the game, how many Cubby Chubbies I had on my timeline. Oh, my God, dude.
What do you mean you didn't realize? Are you serious?
At one point,
you started after your Twitter account in Chicago. When you started your Twitter account, you worked at the Cubs flagship. What do you mean you didn't realize? Of course you have a lot of Cubs people on your timeline.
I looked for 20 straight tweets. 18 of the 20 were either play the song or the W flag or the go Cubs go. And I'm like, oh, you go on BetSweats, talk about the Padres. I felt good. I mean, you feel good, 1-0. Oh, Matthew Boyd, he was out in the fifth inning. But all it took, two swings. Pivetta had two mistakes in that game, and that was enough. Suzuki and Kelly, Cubs win, play the song. They're singing, go cut. Mute, 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 mute.
It wasn't Pivetta's fault.
Nope.
He was really good. He scored one run. I think you do have to give credit to the other side, though. Yes, the timely hitting. Counsel was perfect in that game. Here's the thing going into the series. Everybody talks about the Padres' bullpen. We're guilty of this as well. Padres have the best bullpen. It means so much in the playoffs. It's a big advantage. What was not being paid enough attention to is that the Cubs bullpen in the second half of the year has been awesome. And the way that Council played that yesterday and the order of the guys that he used did a really good job. Because when he pulled Boyd, I think there were a lot of questions like, whoa, there's a lot of game left. What did he go like four and a third, something like that. And yeah. Then he ended up using four different.
Palencia. He went to Palencia, right?
First. Yeah, went to Palencia. He ends up going to four relievers. Each of them went at least an inning, but Palencia the longest. They didn't give up a hit. What'd they go? 4 2/3, I believe. 4 2/3 of hitless baseball. That was perfect. I don't think this Cubs bullpen is getting enough credit. That's why I think your Padres ticket is in trouble now.
No doubt. I also, look, we watched a lot of baseball, you and I, from May until August. Then football starts, and you kind of forget some of the things that you've learned over the season. When the Cubs had a lead, I felt really bad, and here's why. Everything in the air is caught in center field. Everything. That guy, Pete Crow Armstrong, catches everything. I'm sitting on the couch watching the game. I'm like, oh, that's in the gap. Oh, no, he caught it. It looks like it's a line drive in the gap, and he just glides over, catches it. And then up the middle, I mean, these guys are sucking up everything on the ground. That's a very good defense. I think it's a little underrated. I also kind of forgot how good they were. But trailing 2-1, I was hoping for a rally, and everything that was hit in play was an out. Yep. Because their defense up the middle, short, second, and center, is very good.
They're as good as anyone. Yeah, Horner and Swanson up the middle in the infield. Fantastic. That's where you put your best defenders. So Cubs went over the Padres. We didn't mention the Detroit game. Like, I'm sure a lot of people, even though Detroit was favored in the game, maybe a little surprised because of what we were seeing at the end of the year. Scooble. I felt good. I was on the under six, we remind you. I felt good. My only concern is don't go to extras. Just don't go to extra innings, and we're going to cash this ticket. Thankfully, 2-1 lead late. And we cashed that ticket by Detroit. But, I mean, Scooball, he goes almost 8 full innings. Gavin Williams was good too, man. I don't think he gave up an earned run. He was terrific on that side, but 3 runs scored in the game, 2-1. Again, these low-scoring games. You're also going to see that in game ones when you got all of the aces going, and they're going to push those aces a little bit more because it's not a best of 5. It's not a best of 7. With your ace going, you gotta win this game.
And as we turn the page to Wednesday, here are the totals: 6.5, 6.5, 7.5, 8. And you know which one's 8. That's Reds and Dodgers. I cannot wait to break down Bayo and Rodon today with Jake. Those are two of our guys, Brian Bayo and Carlos Rodon, 6:08 Eastern. Let's go.
Whew. Dodgers already almost $3. Rodon, dollar, I see 85 out there. Oh, man, that's going to probably get to 2. Yeah, I might be on the dog on that one. I mean, how many game 3s do you think we're going to see tomorrow?
2. I'd make the number 1.5, and I'd juice the over.
Yeah. 2's probably fair. Bullpen game for the Cubs. So, Cease. I mean, how are we not taking San Diego plus money today?
Because I watched San Diego yesterday.
I know.
they just can't hit. I don't want to say that. Ring the bell. They can hit. They're just not hitting.
Yeah.
I also thought they had a runner at third, nobody out, up 1-0. They can't get that run across, and then they just never threatened again. It was maddening. I'm inclined to think that Cease would be okay today, but I don't know, man. He's got that White Sox blood. Maybe he's ready to wave the flag and hit the golf course.
Yeah, we'll break those games down, but my first thought is if we're going to see game 3s, it's going to be these first couple games today where the team down wins. We'll see. We'll see. A lot of fun, though. Enjoy those games all day long. We've got to get some NFL news, some big news, I think, even though they're saying likely nothing official. We saw a big move in the market on a couple of games. We're going to break those down later this hour. But now it's Lamar. 2 to 3 weeks. You thought it couldn't get any worse, Ravens fans? Now you don't know that if QB1's going to be out there. And you are now a dog against Houston.
I didn't think it would go through Pick'em. We had this conversation yesterday. What does it go to if he's out? And I thought Baltimore won. And here we look up this morning. One and a half. So the look-ahead number was 9.5. They reopened it 6.5. And now we're 1.5 the other way. They're not saying Lamar Jackson's worth 8 points, but if you do the math, it's right around there. From 6.5 on the Baltimore side to 1.5 on the Houston side. I don't know that he's worth that much, considering how bad their defense has been. That's a massive move. Not many quarterbacks will justify a line move like that, from 6.5 to 1.5 the other way.
And you were going to have Lamar in a desperate spot. Lamar with a 1-3 record. And now what do you have? You might have that desperate feeling in the building, but so what if Lamar's not out there? Matabuke's out for the season too. Massive. Massive news. Gets worse for Baltimore. So we'll continue to break that down. I watched the entire Houston Texans game. I wasn't impressed with them first three quarters. They pulled away in the end against one of the worst teams in football. Okay, congratulations. So what do you do with that one? We'll talk about it. Nate Collins, weekly guest here on Bet Sweats. He's going to drop by next. He was there, UVA, Florida State. We'll hear about the entire experience on the BetMGM Network.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, that's a call. That's the first thing I was doing. Where's Nate? I don't know, because there's 100,000 people on the field the exact second it hit zero out there. Man, what an upset. That was the number one bet. Number one over at BetMGM going into the weekend. It was on Florida State. We're like, Big Nate might be right. He was right. 46-38, double overtime. Nate Collins, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm ecstatic. I'm still living on a high. I'm so happy for the Cavaliers, Tony Elliott. It's so funny. Almost prematurely got very disappointed. I moved from my seat down to get close to rush the field with about 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And at 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the game, I think they tied the game up. And so what I thought I was going to be rushing the field in like 5 minutes, I end up standing for another 40 minutes to an hour before that game actually ended. But it was all worth it. It was the best feeling in the world. I'm so happy for these young guys. And it's one of those things, as a UVA football alum, it just, there's no better feeling seeing your team experience something like that and being a part of it a little bit, just being able to rush the field and sing the good old song on the field with all the fans. That was a really great memory.
I'm going to guess you probably haven't rushed the field that many times in your life, huh?
No, I think the last time we beat Virginia Tech a few years ago, when Bryce Perkins was there, I believe I rushed the field, but this is probably the second time that I've got to do it where it was like, this was like meaningful. It was a big game. And they're saying it might be the best college rushing of the field in college history. So I love that. I love that for our stadium, for our, the infamous hill that we have, and just keep seeing those videos like back, like getting replayed back. It's just great seeing it happened at Virginia and Charlottesville.
Of course, we do mostly NFL, but got to follow up here. Watching that entire game, what did you think of Florida State? Because they've got a big game this week. They're an underdog against their rival in Miami. It's like, are you expecting, okay, this is where they bounce back, or did you walk away unimpressed?
It's just that they have the number one offense, like, for a reason. The way they can score and how quickly that they can score and the amount of weapons – and just watching from the stands, it's one thing to watch like players on TV and you're like, oh yeah, that guy's fast. But there's just a few of those guys on that team that like when you see them like in game speed in person, you're just like, that kid is fast. And I just feel like they're number one offense for a reason. And I just would expect a lot of points coming up for this Miami Florida State game. A lot of points.
Well, they were the number one offense in the conference, but now it's Virginia, 220.
Wah-hoo-wah, baby.
There you go.
Wah-hoo-wah, baby.
Busy NFL weekend. Let's just tee you up. What stood out? What did you like? What did you not like? What jumped off the page this past Sunday?
I think, obviously, Jacksonville leading the league in takeaways with at least three takeaways a game every single game. I think they had four the last game. And honestly, Jacksonville is a team. If anyone watches this show, I'm a little bit of a Jacksonville homer. So I kind of look at everything in the grand scheme. And right now, our offense isn't playing that well. Travis Etienne is a huge bright spot for us, but I don't think Trevor Lawrence and everyone as a whole is grasping that offense that Liam Cohen is trying to implement just yet. But the fact that our special teams, we had a 87-yard punt return by Parker Washington that helped us, but our special teams and our defense taking the ball away and giving Trevor these extra possessions is the reason why we're winning games. And as long as we can do that, we'll be in every game. But I'm just waiting for the offense to kind of click more and get things going. And on the other hand, I just feel like San Fran is also an interesting team where they're dealing with all these injuries. They have a bunch of guys playing that really aren't household names that we're used to seeing, and they just are competitive every week. And they're a team I think that we should – that's not really being paid attention to that much – but I think we should start looking at them as being like big time contenders, because they're a team that we kind of give all these other teams kind of an scapegoat when their top players get hurt and be like, well, they don't have this guy, they don't have that guy. And San Fran, for the past few years, they've been dealing with that with McCaffrey and a lot of their other big time players, and they don't skip a beat and they still go out there and compete.
So I want to follow up on those takeaways. because I find it amazing. We see this from time to time in the NFL. The Jaguars have more takeaways right now than they did all of last year. They have four more takeaways than last year. They had nine. That was the fewest in the league. And you mentioned right now they have the most. They have three more than anybody else. They have 13. Is that like a new emphasis, new coaching, new players that are there? Or is that just what happens in the league? Sometimes it just does. You're unlucky. Those bounces don't go your way for the fumbles in particular, and it all comes back the next year. Is this something that can continue over the course of a season?
Yeah, I think it's obvious that it's probably a big point of emphasis this year, and it's something that they probably were going through or tracking in camp. And I don't know if there's some sort of if you get in the right defensive room, like there'll be some vets that might like challenge guys, and there might be certain things that guys are kind of competing within each other. Like, hey, I can have the most takeaways. I can have the most forced fumbles this week. And it seems like that maybe they're doing that, but the amount, like it just has to, it's obviously a point of emphasis for them right now in that defensive locker room for takeaways, and they're doing well at it. And it's one of those things that everyone knows that if you could turn the ball over on defense, you can keep your team in a lot of games that way.
We know the Saints aren't going to win a bunch of games this year. That's not a hot take. The math tells us that. That said, you got a rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, going on the road in that building. And I'm sure the fans will still be there because it's October. It's not November or December. I think there's still a little bit of attitude there. When you're on the D-line in the NFL and you're facing a rookie quarterback watching the film, I bet you're just licking your chops when a guy like that comes into your barn.
You are licking your chops, and you just kind of know that it's a game that if we can find a way to start fast on defense and get up early, that we can potentially – have this rookie quarterback have one of those terrible starting performances for the first time getting a chance to start. Because it's hard enough to play quarterback in the league, but playing without a lead and trying to play catch up when you're a rookie is very hard. I would expect you have to focus on stopping the run. I feel like they'll probably try to run a ball a lot just to ease them into things. But it's going to be interesting to see. Like, I feel like he's played enough and he has enough confidence right now with the little sample size. And I think the fact that Jackson Dart went into the media and kind of complimented Russell Wilson on how he was taking everything, I think that was a vet move by him, because I think as a guy in the locker room going through that situation, kind of losing your job, it never feels good. And you can kind of go two ways about it. Like, hey, I'm going to win my job back this week, or I'm going to try to win my job back quickly. Or you could be like, hey, like they want this young kid to go, like maybe I should help him out, get him ready. And I feel like that probably went on this week. So I'm excited to see what he can do, but it's going to be a tough task for sure.
With Nate Collins, Greenlight Podcast, this is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. All right, we've got another rookie quarterback making his first start. His name is Dylan Gabriel, and he's got to do it in London, man. I think you could talk to this in a number of different ways. Not only do you have the rookie quarterback that got a lot of pressure, right, when they drafted another rookie quarterback, that situation, jumping in, replacing Flacco, and you're going against the Minnesota team that loses in Dublin to Pittsburgh. Now, they have another international game, much less travel than what Cleveland is dealing with. How do you view this game with the Vikings and Browns? Rookie quarterback, another international game for Minnesota. Is it a big advantage there? How do you view it all?
Honestly, I view it as Minnesota loses is going to be – it's going to be – the media is going to be going crazy for Minnesota if they kind of lose two games on this road trip. But for the Browns, I have a feeling the Browns, they can at least have a little bright spot this season. If they could find a way to get this win with the rookie quarterback, get some positive media for at least a week. But that Browns defense is playing amazing. And honestly, I think everyone should be talking about the Browns defense more. I'm actually excited that Dillon Gabriel is getting a chance, because as much as people love Flacco, Flacco wasn't cutting it this year. He had 2 touchdowns up until now, I think 6 interceptions and maybe 9 sacks up until. So at the very least, it's just like, get whoever in there, get these younger guys in there, let them get some real game time snaps, some meaningful snaps. And I'm glad that Dillon Gabriel is going to get a chance to start this game and go out there and compete with these guys. But Cleveland's defense is very, very, very good. I mean, they beat — everyone is talking about Green Bay being one of the top contenders in the league. You got to think about, they beat that team with 13 points. So it's a situation where their defense obviously can hold up against the best offenses in the league. So if Dillon Gabriel can go out there and he can just not turn the ball over and do the little things the right way, I like the Browns for this game.
I know Joe probably will ask you about your favorite bet for this week, but I want to ask you about Monday night. Now the Chiefs roll in to Jacksonville. Let's bring it full circle. Kansas City's only a 3-point favorite, 3.5 at BetMGM. They're begging you. They're begging you to take the Chiefs. Short number on the road. Monday night in Duval. What do the Jags have to do to win?
Trevor has to not turn the ball over. I think the way our defense is playing, if we can be +1, +2 in a turnover category, it's obvious that that's equating to wins for us. But also, too, our special teams to keep it rolling. I think special teams is the great equalizer or for a lot of teams that maybe no one's paying attention to. And if we can find a way to score points or change possessions with our special teams like we've been doing, I think that's the biggest takeaway, on top of obvious catch the ball. Just got to catch the ball. We've been having the yips with Brian Thomas Jr., so hopefully that's all behind us. But I'm just waiting for a game where all three phases play together. Right now it's been like we've been having games where 2 phases are playing good or decent, and if we as Jacksonville Jaguars can play all 3 phases, I think we would turn a lot of heads because we have a very good team.
Incredible the difference with Worthy. All of a sudden you have one player that's explosive on that offense. Everything looks different. It's crazy. Like Cincinnati too. Like, we know Burrow means a ton, but it's like they go from a playoff team to maybe the worst team in the league right now, the way they've been playing. All right. Best bet week number 5. Where you at?
Best bet. Let me think.
He's going to say Jaguars. Jaguars.
Nah. I'm not going to say Jaguars. This is probably crazy, and I guess I want it to happen for chaos, but I'm really interested in what I'm calling the cook-off game is Houston versus Baltimore, 1-3 Houston versus 1-3 Baltimore. You would say whoever loses this game probably going to start planning their trip to Mykonos after the season or be close to it. So I'm going to take, just for the chaos, I'm going to take Houston money line this game, because if Lamar is hobbled and or not playing, the Ravens defense are not playing good ball right now at all. And at the same token, Houston's offense isn't playing that good of ball right now, but I feel like as bad as the Baltimore defense is playing, this is a game that CJ Stroud can maybe get right and turn the page on this season and start playing a little bit better. So I would take Houston over Baltimore this weekend.
They're talking 2 to 3 weeks. It's the Rams next week. They could be sitting here 1-5 going into the bye. Then it's over. Right?
Yeah. Then it's like, I don't know. Like, if you're Lamar, if you have a hamstring, it's like, I mean, you don't want to take the whole rest of the season off, but at the same token, like, if I'm a hamstring and you're a guy that changes gears, has legit 6 to 8 gears, you have to rest that, like, before it's going to get fully better. So it's going to be a lot for the Ravens the next couple of weeks. And even speaking with that, what if, in a what-if world, all this buzz, imagine if Shador was there. Imagine if Shador was in Baltimore instead of rotting in the Browns. He might have had a chance to be a hero for a franchise like Snoop Huntley did one time and end up making the Pro Bowl being a backup for Lamar. So it's just funny how narratives work in the NFL.
No doubt. Nate Collins every Wednesday here on the show. Appreciate your time. Check out the Greenlight Podcast, another BetMGM podcast. Joe O, Sammy P, NFL line moves next on Bet Sweats.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL line moves are happening in week number 5 in the National Football League. We'll get to that coming up. A handful of games that we want to get to. One crossing through the zero, which we'll get to coming up. But Sam, you were just telling me about some issues that you're dealing with, and I'm kind of dealing with the same thing that's going on. What are they?
Look, I try and keep a very clean inbox. So no more than 3 unreads on my personal email. The work email, I don't even look at it. Forget it. You need me, call me or text me. Don't email me at the work email because that'll get read next month. But my personal, my Gmail, I like to keep it very clean. My rule is 3. I want no more than 3 in the inbox. It makes me uncomfortable. Maybe that's weird. That's how I roll. I just checked the inbox. I had 5 new emails. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm literally a clicker and a deleter or a reader and a deleter. Get it out. Get it off my desk. Got 2 more emails from our girl Kelly in Vegas about 2 more contests at Splash. She is, and we're going to ask her about this tomorrow. She's addicted to Splash, right? Like contests, creating contests. I'm convinced she can't stop.
No, it's not that. She's addicted to making money. Well. that's what it is. Yeah. I got these same 2 emails. It's enough, dude. It's enough. Stop. Like, and here's the thing. Here's what's going on. People are waiting for a chaotic week in the NFL, and I already see it happening. Why do you think that's the case? Because then everybody's going to have a revival pool. Everybody's going to have a new survivor and blah, blah. Like, I might do it. We'll see. I run these pools too, but I keep it to Survivor. I'm not doing everything under the NFL ATS, college football ATS. Let's have a touchdown parlay one. Let's do this. Let's do that. Like, it's just, okay, we get it. Geez, if I want to join them, I know where I can find these sorts of pools. It's like, you don't need to invite me every 10 minutes, every single day. And it happens with everybody. I don't know. I understand why you're annoyed. I get annoyed too, because it's just, it's too much. Like, come on.
I just have no interest. And we can have fun with Kelly about this, and she'll say, you know, what we expect her to say. I just have no interest in joining a touchdown survivor pool for week 6.
I don't either. I don't either.
Here's the parameters of this contest. And maybe somebody listening is interested. They can go to Splash and check it out. It's Kelly and Ariel's $10,000 touchdown survivor. You pick two players for the first week, and then you also get an alternate. They have to be on different teams. If either player records a touchdown, your entry advances, but the alternates will replace the bio or the description is
it's stupid.
It takes me 5 minutes to read all the rules. My head hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah. So basically you're picking one player to score a touchdown. If your player scores a touchdown, you survive to the next week, right? Is that the idea?
I think, but I haven't read the three paragraphs yet.
So I was talking to them before the baseball season about MLB, and it seemed like they didn't really want to do Major League Baseball, or they didn't have the interest, or they didn't think the interest was there, but they were talking about doing a home run one. I'm like, I'm not interested in doing that. So like every day I got to pick someone to hit a home run, or even if it's every week, I don't know. I think people would rather follow teams. I know prop betting is the thing, but I don't know. That's just a side conversation, but to your point, I'm not really into that, but we're not really into props like some bettors are. And maybe they're thinking, okay, people bet props a lot. I've been here for 10 years now that it's the next big thing. It's popular, but it's nowhere near as popular as sides and totals in our world. And you just can't bet that much on it anyways. If you wanted to, that be your thing, it's hard to get down on it anyways.
Well, if you don't want to join the $10,000 touchdown scorer pool, you can join the Week 6 college football ATS pick'em.
Yeah. Like, look, I'm in a lot of pools, and I laugh at myself about it, and you laugh about it. But, like, they're massive pools, and I devote a lot of time to them. Like, just to do hundreds every week, I would not be interested in it.
No.
That's me. If I'm going to dedicate a lot of time, I'm going to join pools. Like, let's make it 100K, you know, $1 million. Like, I don't know. Like, these little ones every week. It's like, Jesus, are you really coming out ahead even if you hit one?
Probably not. I'm so up against it and everything else that I don't have the capacity for another in-season contest. Yeah, I just don't.
No.
Speaking of things that I'm not interested in, but the market is. Did you see how Tennessee got bet last 24 hours? Down to 7 at Circa. Arizona, favored at home, obviously, against the Tennessee Titans as we transition into lines that have moved early in the week. This number was 9.5, and now we're down to 7.
Yep.
I understand. People don't want to bet the Titans, and we've talked about how putrid they've been against the number. And it's not just a small sample size. It's going back like 35, 40 games. We talked about this. Todd Furman had the tweet. Evan Abrams was tweeting about how bad the Titans have been, ATS. But they're getting bet, Joe. And I did it last week. I hate to say that I can't do it again, but the market came in yesterday, and they shoved – Tennessee catching points, 8.5, 8, and now 7.5s are starting to disappear. I didn't see that coming on a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, but it happened.
I'm thinking that this might be the game that blows up survivor pools.
Yeah?
Could be. I think I'm staying away from it. Look, Arizona, you know my stance on them. And then the first two games, they beat bad teams in New Orleans and Carolina. Then they keep it close against a divisional rival or divisional opponent at San Francisco. They end up losing on a last-second field goal. Then last week at home, They lose in a division again. But if you like look at the numbers in that game, they were whooped. Like, it should not have been 23-20, even though that was the final score. Now you get Tennessee. How much do you trust them? You trust them? Like, the competition steps up just a little bit. Just a little bit. It's a beat-up San Francisco team, and it's Seattle, which we're trying to figure out what they are. And they don't win. Those wins against bad teams, they were one-score wins, too. I never know what we're going to get with Kyler Murray. Never. So that's a guy I don't want to bet on. Certainly not laying more than a touchdown with him against anybody.
I understand wholeheartedly with Kyler Murray. He's just one of those guys that he's just so up and down. And the highs are very impressive. The lows, the passes directly to an opposing linebacker are just mesmerizingly bad. But the money doesn't lie. They came in, they bet Tennessee. They came in and bet a team that didn't score a single point last weekend. That's who they want to put their money on. It's always funny how that works.
You know who else they bet? They're betting a quarterback who's never won a game. Not his first year. I'm talking about Rattler. Rattler still hasn't won a game. Is he 0-10 now, straight up? And New Orleans goes from -1 to -2.5 against the G-men. Dart off a win. Of course, you got the neighbor's injury. That's part of it. Everybody knew the second they saw it. It's probably a torn ACL, and that was confirmed. So he's done for the year. So New Orleans, a 2.5-point home favorite, a place that they haven't played that great in recent years, going up against the Giants. Even with that neighbor's injury, I would think that there's a lot of life in that building. Under the radar, everybody's talking about Dart and the injury and Scadaboo. Bill Carter had 5 quarterback hits in that game. I'm waiting for his blow-up game. Maybe this is it.
It's very tough for me, just given how I've bet the NFL the last couple of weeks. I'll just speak for myself. I've taken a lot of ugly sides and perceived good numbers, and these teams aren't getting home. And maybe that's my fault. Paul said on Monday, no more Saints. No, not Saints. No more Panthers, no more Titans. And I'm like, oh, I want to bet Carolina so bad. And then you look at the Saints and you're like, oh, everybody loves Jackson Dart now. It's been shoved down our throats. I know you got a great number for offensive rookie, but they could easily lose in New Orleans. But I'm jaded, and this is the struggle that we go through when you do NFL season-long content and don't want to look stupid on a radio show or a video show or whatever. Like, do I really want to give them Carolina again? Do I really want to give them Tennessee again? It does weigh on me, for sure. I'm just being honest here. Like, but I'm not betting Arizona, and I'm not betting the New York Giants. So do I just stay off it? I don't know. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. Thursday's a big swing day for me. I wake up Thursday, and I want blood. Today, I'm like, ooh, Carolina, New Orleans, Tennessee. And then you think out loud, why am I sick? Why am I sick in the head that I want to bet these awful teams?
I have a question. Where's the room? Are the Giants in the room? Then we know what to do.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, they probably will be. Giants will be in the room. Don't think the Titans will be in the room. The Lions will probably be in the room. They go from 8.5 to 10.5. Through the 10, Sammy, a lot of that reaction after seeing Cincinnati on Monday night. Now they got the short week. They're an absolute disaster. And now you get the Lions, team that's as hot as anybody.
I agree with you on that one. I think another one that's going to be in the room, not that we're playing who's going to be in the room, but why not? We've got 30 seconds.
I heard the room is stupid.
Well, not on Monday night they weren't. So the bit's dead because the room had a nice night, finally. I would be shocked if the room didn't line up to bet the Patriots as a dog on Sunday night. I think that's definitely going to happen.
Really? Oh, well, I'll be lining up in the – I think I'm going to bet the Bills anyway, whether the room's involved or not. But, yeah, that's interesting. They line up on Houston – Lamar
Cooper
injury.
Rush? Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. They're going to make it tough on me. They're going to make it tough. The Rams is moving, too. Tomorrow night, 5.5 to 6.5 against San Francisco. Interesting. Can we get to 7? We'll see. Davis Maddock will drop by next. Joe O, Sammy P, Betsowitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.